This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up on September the 13th, and it'll be at the Onsted American Legion, and we're going to be talking about a great big Irish Hills Music Festival that's going to be happening, and with me to talk a little bit more about it is Jason Lake, one of the principal members of the nonprofit charity called the Irish Hills Music Festival, and Jason, welcome into the program.
Hi, Dale. How are you doing today?
Good, good. It's good to have you on the program. Before we get into the actual event itself coming up on September 13th, talk us a little bit about the nonprofit charity that you're calling the Irish Hills Music Festival, Jason. How did that all get started?
So the charity got started based on a memorial that we had for some musicians' parents, including mine. And the two primary people it was for my dad and a man named Jim Kilpatrick. They both passed away of Parkinson's, so we thought we'd give back. We had a bit of a memorial for them last year. It turned out to be a pretty big event, so we thought we would try to turn that into something we could help the Parkinson's Foundation and, of course, the area hospices as well.
And that started the whole nonprofit, and, of course, you are a 501c3 nonprofit. So you're going to be doing a festival to be able to raise funds for the Parkinson's Foundation of Michigan, right?
Correct. We decided we would help out Parkinson's of Michigan because their role in our community is they educate and they try to provide research funds for the state of Michigan and of course, national funding.
Yeah.
The reason why we also went with the hospice program is because the hospice is the people on the ground. They're the ones that have to deal with our loved ones when this this disease happens. And it takes a lot, especially because at the end we all, you know, whether we have balance issues or whether we have memory issues or both, it becomes hard for families to take care of them. And so we have to kind of lean on the hospices. And so we decided we would help out the Irish Hills area ones, which would include Lenawake Hospice, Hillsdale Hospice, and Henry Ford Hospice, Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And this is all going to be done with a great big music festival that you're going to be having. And you're doing this in partnership with a couple of other organizations and people too, right, Jason?
Correct. The Irish Hills Music Festival, which is the nonprofit, partnered up with the American Legion and Onsted Post 550, they are providing their whole property and their food and drink services for us for the whole time. We also partnered up with our good friend Mike McLemore and his company Sound Doctor. They are nationally renowned. I think the last big concert I saw was he did a Reba McEntire concert down in Florida. So Mike has been a good friend of ours, and he was one of the first principals we put on board. He's going to be managing all the sound for the day. And then on top of that, we brought in a really good friend of mine, Dustin Ely from A-Plus Content. And he's helped us with all the digital processing, getting donation stuff ready, getting logos, all the marketing that goes into something this big.
And you're going to have a great big concert because it's going to be on Saturday, September the 13th, 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Wow, that's a long time. But you got a lot of great bands are going to be performing, right, Jason?
We thought to take on this big challenge. And what I thought I would do is get 16 of the Irish Hills top bands that I could have, bring them in, play them on two stages. We have a club stage on the inside, which is going to set up and try to make that more like an indoor concert venue, and then outside we're going to have a stage as well, which will be more like a fair setup. With that 16 bands, that is going to be 12 hours of continuous music from rock and roll, country, and probably some R&B and blues. Wouldn't be surprised. We kicked this thing off at 11 in the morning with a band named Lenny and Mucci.
Yeah.
Two-piece ensemble, which that's WLEN's very own John Cain's
wife
played in that band. So she's kicking it off for us with her friend. And then we're going to have bands like the Dan Biddle Band. The Dan Bickle Band. The band called Still Running. We actually put in a youth slot this year. We thought that we would try to give back and get some of these younger bands involved, because it's tough when you're a young band. You have all these aspirations, but you spend all your time kind of playing in a basement. And so we thought we'd bring a group out. And this year, it's going to be Lenawee's own Lawn Flamingos. They probably heard them at the Lenawee County Fair.
Oh yeah.
They did a wonderful job. They started out last year with our memorial. They came and played, and they did a really wonderful job. So we invited them back. But they get to play with the big guys. Like, we have Flight. We have Jaded Soul. We have Massasauga. We have Stealing Copper. The band, the group, Jim Dandy, Groovin'. One of my favorites, Bill Lewis and the Soulback, is going to be there. A band out of Hillsdale, Dirty Laundry, which is a phenomenal band out of Hillsdale. We got a band coming out of Ann Arbor called The Medicine Man and the West Side Girls. Nice band. And we're going to end it out with a band that's near and dear to my heart, is Mojo and the Outlaws. They're going to end the outside for us. All of those are just wonderful bands. I can't imagine anywhere else that you're going to be able to hear that kind of talent in one place for free.
That's right. And for free. That's right. That's one thing I wanted to mention about coming to the music festival, that admission, and it's open to the public. It's going to be free.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be free. We appreciate donations, and you can donate online, but you can also donate when you get there. We are going to provide food trucks. We've got Smokey D's and Macomb Street Meats and Cilantro Tacos. And hopefully we can get Jen's Diner, which is a brand new trailer that is sponsored by Ben and Jen Kilpatrick. And then, of course, we'll have craft vendors. And
yep.
There's a lot of craft vendors. We're going to probably have about 40 craft vendors on site, all doing their boutique stuff, from crocheting to jewelry to knife. Knife works. We even got a gentleman who is doing, he's got some blacksmithing work that's, all of his metal art that looks really good. And so we anticipate it's going to be a full day without question.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of great groups, as you mentioned, and a nice variety of different types of music genres as well. So there's going to be something there for everyone, and definitely sounds like a good family event to be able to come to, Jason. So again, this is going to be free, but donations are going to be accepted. And of course, that's all going to help out with the Parkinson's Foundation of Michigan and the different area hospices as well. So this is going to be such a neat event, a great event to be able to go to, and want to make sure that people have it on their calendar so they don't forget to come out, Jason.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a big day. One of the special things that happened by, maybe destiny or by accident is that the Parkinson's Foundation of Michigan has this, every year they do at September 13th weekend, they do what they call the Heroes Walk. And it's up in Utica, Michigan, and they have, between 1,200 to 1,500 people show up and do it. And it's a very big fundraising day for them. Well, when we put this together, we didn't know that's what was going on, but because it is, and the interest in this has become so great, we went from, we thought we'd probably have, a couple hundred people showing up, to we may have in excess of 1,200 to 1,500 people showing up or more. This may very well be the largest day that Michigan Parkinson's Foundation has for fundraising. So,
Wow.
Appreciate everybody getting involved with this. It's a big event. I think throughout the state of Michigan, we'll probably have more than 4,000 or 5,000 people involved with it, from online streaming and all the things that go on with these events.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day and a great opportunity to raise funds for the Parkinson's Foundation of Michigan, as well as the area hospices as well. So much success to you, Jason, and thank you so much for being on the program and talking a little bit more about it, and creating a little bit more excitement about the event coming up on Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., and it's going to be at the Onsted American Legion there in Onsted. And Jason, again, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thanks for having me, Dale, and appreciate WLN being behind us.
Well, it's glad to be able to help out. This has been Community Conversation. My guest, Jason Lake, one of the principal members of the nonprofit charity Irish Hills Music Festival. My guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.